Welcome, everybody, to Let's Talk Support with Your Guy Brody. So last week, there was an episode, you know, life happens, a lot of things was going on, and it just, time got away from us. But we are here this week with none other than the world-renowned, infamous, one and only. Jamal Joseph.
Regular schmegular. What's up, bro?
How are you doing today?
I'm great. I am great. How are you?
I'm awesome. And today's a major day, but we'll get into that later in this call for you. So I start off my podcast with a very similar question I ask everyone across the board, because my whole brand is about support right now. So to you, when you hear the word support, what comes to mind? What does that mean to you?
I think of like genuine actions without looking for clout or without looking for anything in return.
So when do you notice or do you just sense that from people?
I sense it from people when they just do things out of the kindness of their heart, and it's never like a I support because you can. I think I'm pretty much an empath, so I can feel that energy. And sometimes people could be a little bit like, hey, like, you know, I'm going to this person's house because they're going to know somebody, or I'm going to this because, and if it has a because of your support, I don't think it's real support. And when the because is something that benefits you, not just the because it's helping that person. Like support is to help, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. I don't know if I ever looked at it from that lens, but no, that's good. So tell the people, what is it that you do or what is it you're known for?
I am a choreographer and I'm a dancer. I am pretty much where people knew me and found out was me choreographing Beyonce's Homecoming, well, being one of the choreographers for Beyonce's Homecoming. I've choreographed for many artists, been on World of Dance. I did season one of that. Choreographed Faith Evans, something for Wanda Sykes. I've choreographed something for John Legend, The Walls Group. It's just a lot of people that Jordan Sparks.
Awesome, awesome. So what do you want to, do you have a problem with people calling you a dancer over a choreographer or vice versa?
I guess I do because I was a dancer first, and I don't feel like I really got to live into my dancer life like most people did. Most people dance for a long time and then they start choreographing jobs, but because I got such quick recognition for Coachella, I think that it took me out of that, because before then I had only done like 2 award shows and like 3 dance jobs that were major. But then everybody was like, oh, he's a choreographer, he does this and he does, and I was like, okay, well, that's cool, I do want to be one. But I think that it took away that energy from people really knowing that that's what I do. So it kind of bothered me just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And how old were you when you realized you wanted to dance or had a love for dance?
I was probably, I don't know, like 11, 10. 11. Yeah, 10, 11.
So when you found that inner love for dance, did your family like support that? Were they okay with you going into that? What was that piece?
I Don't really think so. A lot of my family members are in the industry, so I think they were really terrified and scared for whatever could become if I decided to really do it. I think that they just, yeah, I don't think that they were too supportive. I think they didn't know how to be. I think that that's more not like a we don't support you, just didn't know how and what that looked like. What do we need to put you in? But the fear of stereotypes of what happens with dancers and all that, I think was a thing. And I think it was always like, you do it for Jesus, and that's it. And I was like, okay, listen, y'all, like, I love God, but I definitely want to do more. And I feel like because my dad's a pastor, I feel like people were trying to put me in the pulpit more than me dance. So,
So do you feel like do they support you now? Do you feel
yeah, I think now they do. Like, now they're like, wow, this is what he's really done. And he's made a life out of it. And he's being pretty successful. But I don't think it was because of the success. I think it was just because they were able to see something different.
That's very, very interesting. 'Cause I just always wonder because I share in my book that my mother was always overly supportive of everything I wanted to do. So I shared before, and I think earlier podcasts, that I kind of set me up for failure because I thought everyone was supposed to support me that way. So when I got into the real world, I was like, oh, wait, oh, my mother's not the whole world. Okay, oh, I get it. So it's interesting when I hear like how families, and it makes sense because I think if dance is new to some people, it's not something that every child grows up wanting to do. So it's like we don't know. So it makes sense, but it's very
I
interesting.
think it became a career later, though. Whereas music was a career, people just knew dance for like you dancing for Alvin Ailey or you do ballet, like there, or you dancing in a music video. And you know, music videos had they rep the nasty girls and they out there doing that and shaking the booties. And so I don't think that it was a, I don't think that it was accepted as well, to where people could see how to make it into a career.
But you just knew you were going to find a way to do that, or it just happened?
I think I just kind of knew that I was gonna make it happen. I think that when you have a vision in your mind that it's supposed to happen. So I don't know. I think I just always thought it was supposed to happen. I was like, well, there's kind of no option for it but to happen.
So you just made it manifest.
Yeah, manifestation was a big part of it. And I just found a way. There was no way. I just really found a way. That sounds very cliche, but I just, that's what I did. And it was like, you say no, I'm gonna say yes somewhere else.
Oh, you are very much that person. So in your life, let's I guess dig a little deeper. In your life, when was it a time? Because we always, I share with all of my guests, and my guests, everybody has gone through a period of time where they felt unsupported or just a lack of support. When was that time in your life that you first realized, or that was a like a point where you were like, "Wow, like I don't feel like people support me," or like, what was that for you?
I still feel that way. So I don't think that that feeling ever changes. And I think that that's just sometimes as artists how we feel that people should support us. And I think that in college I saw it. You know, people would ask me to do stuff, but I feel like I even in college I had way more support. But I think that it probably really hit me when I moved to like New York and I was asking people to help me with dance and I was leaving Atlanta. Like a lot of the studios were like, you're never gonna make it. Like you don't have this, you don't have that. So that was kind of really sad for me because they were just so negative. Even when I got to New York, I remember I had got to a major studio, and that studio was like, you started too late, so you'll never have a career. Just, go back and get your master's. So people had some very interesting, I don't know, determined thoughts on how my life would be just based on what was. So then I started to realize that the support when I moved to LA was based on who is who and clout, and I support you because you do this and you do that. And then it really showed through social media. So I won't like or share your thing because, or if I don't believe in it. So that's when it got a little deeper. And even just to watch dancers and stuff who dance for free. And like we have these showcases called Carnival, and just to watch how many of them would do a Carnival piece, and it's like, bro, this Carnival piece was free. And they would do like four of these a month. And I'm asking you just to do a little concept video, and that's too much work for you. And you're like, I'm sorry. And I've even offered to pay people for jobs. Like, I mean, well, like 1500 to do a job. And they're kind of like, yeah, bro, well, I'm trying to work with this choreographer, so no, I can't do this for you.
Wow.
And so it just turned into like a whole mess that I just was like, wow, like you guys are really like this. So I left it alone. And that's when I realized like support is not a thing.
So those people that you asked and didn't necessarily want to work with you at that time, after they found that you worked with Beyonce, John Legend, whoever else, did they ever come back and be like, oh, dang, I should have worked with you, or?
No, I think, people's pride, they're never gonna do that. But this was even after Beyonce that people were like that.
Really?
Yeah.
But
Like,
how often is it that you share that you did that though? Do people really know?
yeah, I think people know. I don't really talk about it. But I feel like people know. It was out in the it was articles on it. I don't know. But I'm about to say people don't read, so I guess, people know. But you have to also think too, like people hate as well. So whereas you might know something, you can also hate the fact that it happened and that it happened for you and before, or something happened for me before it happened to you. So that takes into account.
It's terrible that we do live in a society where if something good happens to someone around us that we hate before we celebrate.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, I want to see how you got that, and then I'll celebrate you.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I want to celebrate and I want everyone to make it to the highest level that they can possibly make. And I'm happy for it because I feel like if I'm in the room and you winning, my time is going to come.
Right.
Because we in the same room. So whatever God is dropping in the room, I'm gonna get a droplet of it somewhere. I don't know that mentality of just if you're making it, I'm never gonna make it, so I'm gonna hate or not be happy for you. That baffles me. Because I'm like, if you're in my circle, if I'm winning, we all gonna win. And especially if I get to somewhere where I can pull people around me, I'm gonna pull you with me. Like,
Lauryn Hill said it best, how you gonna win when you ain't right within?
right. Yeah, it's just that trips me out. That whole mentality just trips me out because I've never ever been that person. And thank you. And I don't ever want to be that person, but it blows my mind when I run across people like that. I'm just like, wow. Okay. Wow. But yeah. So you did say earlier in your statement that you feel you don't feel that support. How do you navigate through that? Or what do you find yourself doing to keep pushing or to stay at it or to like what is it that keeps the drive going? Or is that drive still going? Or what does that look like?
I think that I tend to just stay away from people. I cut people off when I start to notice those things so that I don't have to deal with that energy. I also just find like I just find different ways of making myself feel better and sleep, honestly. I feel like, even if something hurts, once you sleep, you just feel better about it. So, sleep.
We all like to sleep, but you can't.
Love sleep.
So you just feel like you can sleep whatever away.
Listen, if Solange can drink it away, I can sleep it away. I'm just
Oh,
playing.
okay.
I haven't really figured that part out, honestly.
Okay. So,
Um,
in your
yeah.
career and where you're going, what is it that your like overall goal is, or where is it that you want to see yourself in maybe 2 years, 3 years, 5 years?
I don't think I have an overall goal. I just think that I want to keep creating. I don't really think that, I don't think I have an overall goal. Like some people have goals, and I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, this is just stuff that I want to do. And I don't think that there's a, I don't think there's an overall goal because I don't limit myself to just doing certain things. And I feel like some people, once you limit yourself, you tend to not ever experience that life again because you that's all you that's all you capped your growth basically. And I don't
Okay.
want to cap how much I grow. So just whatever I decide to do is what I decide to do, and I'm gonna make it happen.
So, is there someone that you do dream or wish to work with that you haven't yet, or would you love to work with again?
Not really. I think that, well, possibly, but yeah, Tweet is one. Tweet is definitely one. Jasmine Sullivan is another. Erykah Badu is another. I want to work with people who create artistry. I don't really care to work with, the popular people. If it happens, it happens, but it's not on my radar to be like, I gotta work with this artist, I gotta work with this person. Like, it's they're regular people. It's all work to me. So it just doesn't do much. Oh, I would want to work with Janet too. But outside of that, I'm kind of past the artist thing. I'm kind of more so like, oh, I want to work for this television company, or I want to work for this movie industry, like film, or a Broadway show. It's like never meet your famous friends or famous people that you like. You may not like them at the end. So just that doesn't really always keep me in the best. If I'm going to get the short end of the stick, then it doesn't make it fair.
So you're speaking of the shows and everything. You said you worked on America Got Talent. What other shows?
I was on season one of World of Dance.
Okay.
I've done some background work for, like Insecure, and I don't know. I've been on a few shows. I don't even
So
remember.
how was that experience? Or like, would you ever do any of those shows again?
No. I'm also like one of those people who, once you've done it, you don't really, you just did it. Yeah, no, I would never do them again. Not Insecure. Insecure is cool. I like Issa. She's nice. They be there recording all day, but they're nice. I would never. Yeah. I mean, World of Dance, I'm not trying to be in a crew. I'm not really into like pop commercial dance and like the kick, 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 and like, the hit, hits and Everybody's, oh my God, it was so amazing. You made me cry. And I'm like, okay, it's not real. So, America's Got Talent is cool, but I was just helping choreograph. It's not a show I would ever be like, I want to dance on. I don't, once you get with those shows and stuff like that, they own you. So I don't want to be owned.
Yeah, so and that's another issue that I've heard from a lot of people that have been on competition shows. Like the deal that they put you in, they really, really own you.
Yeah, you're not gonna
So
have a life.
it's terrible that it's set up that way. Because I'm just like, all these artists that want to be independent, why isn't there shows that allow people to leave and be independent?
Right.
Besides whatever that rap show was with T.I., Cardi B, that D Smoke one.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
So there was some rap show that came on Netflix. It was no, Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and maybe T.I. Yeah. They did this whole rap competition, and I think the winning thing was that they're still independent, but they gave them the money. And that was the first and only show that I ever seen them, but Chance the Rapper is independent, is known for that, so I think that was why. But I think all these shows should learn from that, because why are you trying to own people like that? Like, I don't get that mentality, but I guess they just want to make their money back that they're giving them. So that's probably their prime methods or mindset with even dancers. Like, if we're putting money in your pocket, we want to make sure we make a return on it.
But are you? Because you don't, they don't put money in dancers' pockets. So good luck on that. That stopped years ago.
Really?
Yeah, dancers don't get paid like that. Dancers actually get paid probably the worst out of everybody. Like out of music, band, you know, all of it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, we get it the worst. So it's not a, definitely not a thing for us.
So if you see
You
someone
know,
dancing, you know they're doing it because they love it.
yeah, most of the time.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Very interesting. So that's so the shows, all that. So what is it that you are like at the moment? What are you working on? What do you have going on now?
Taking a break from dancing, and
Oh.
I released my own, I'm releasing my own children's book tomorrow. Well,
Well, today. Yeah, today.
today. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's today. You're on a different time zone. But yeah, today. So pretty much, yeah.
So, what is the book about?
The book is called Black Boys Dance Too, and it's a book that is an anti-bullying book that's just focuses on, you know, young people and black boys who dance. I feel like a lot of times people tend to make fun of kids and they're like, oh my God, you dance. And you know, I always hear a lot of men say that, like, my son ain't gonna be no dancer, that's, you know, that's this, that's that. Or people just, I don't want my son to be gay. But that doesn't always, you know, make it equivalent. And then some people don't get to live out dreams because they're living in, you know, you're young, you're just living in the stereotypes of what has been given or put upon you. So I don't think that's fair. So there is that.
So you wrote this book just to help people live out their passion and not feel insecure?
Yeah, and I just think that it's for kids, but I also think that, that's the age where we are getting made fun of the most. Kids are mean. So it's like, you know, I really think that it's important that at that age you begin to build that self-confidence and that you let it go so that as you get older, it's not a issue for you. And you're kind of like, you know, I knew this at a young age, and you know, I guess I would want to say, hey, one day I'm that person that inspired this young kid not to dance and just to say that they dance for these celebrity people like me, but just to be like, hey, I've chased it. Even if it's, I'm just teaching a Zumba class, I'm living my best life.
Well, that's good. That's good. It sounds like a very interesting book. I already ordered my copy. So So what is it that you want people to leave from this or know from you writing the book or what you do? What is it you want people to know and like hold on to?
Stop making fun of people and stop, everything is so, I think that everything is such a sensitive topic and, just worry about you and the gifts that God has given you and whatever some God is doing in somebody else's life, kind of let that happen. Don't try and control it or what you see fit for people. I think that even when we try and help people, even when I get support from other people, it's like, you should do this. And it's like, should I? Or is that what you would do? We're two different people. We all have different paths. We all come from different walks of life. And I just think that it's important to know that and to understand that even as an adult. And it's good to just encourage, like, these are children,
And they're very impressionable.
Yes, kids will say and do whatever.
I have seen some kids flourish at such a young age, but then I look at how they were brought up, and I just look at what the parents poured into them at such a young age, and I'm like, the parents only knew the damage they would be doing to these kids by tearing them down, and it's so sad. So it's awesome that you wrote a kid's book and you're trying to leave your impression on them, and just I think that's just so amazing. Because kids need it, especially in today's world. I feel like these kids are just so scrutinized over the littlest things. Everything is feminine. Everything is this. There's just such a. But I think dancing is like, I know so many masculine straight guys that dance. That's just like, let's leave that all that femininity, let's leave put that to the side. I don't know why that is such a big part of, but
Especially in the black culture, it's like that's what we focus on the most. I think that when we're raising kids, it's like, I don't want my daughter to get pregnant. I don't want my son to be gay. Those are the two things you think of. And how can I do everything in my will to prevent that? And it's not a gay or straight thing. It's just, it's like a, what about if you just supported them? They may not turn out in the way that you don't want them to. They just, but you don't know by blocking it from them too, and you can't take away the gifts that God gave somebody else. That's
Because what about the
also
straight
very
men that
wrong.
do hair? Like, it's so sad. But I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited. I can't wait for my copy of the book, my first copy, signed copy, wrapped with a bow.
Don't know about all
Overnight,
that, but
overnighted.
I don't know about all that either.
Look, throw all the extras in there. So make sure everybody that's listening to this go over to his website and pre-order. Well, tell everybody where they can find you, tell everybody where they can order the book, and all of that.
JamalJoseph.com, JamalJoseph.com, and you can, find it on my website, or you can, go on my Instagram. You'll see me there. Same thing, Jamal Joseph. And that's where to
Awesome.
find me.
Awesome. So make sure everybody that is listening to this orders yourself a copy, and tell them that the amazing Brody sent you. You can
He's
follow
not that
me.
amazing.
You can
He's
follow
the
me on all
amazing.
the amazing. I didn't stutter. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Brody's Your Guy. And you can listen to this podcast. Wherever you're listening to it, and on my website now, brodysyourguy.com, and you can check out my book, check out merch, everything I have going on brodysyourguy.com. And yeah, it was great talking to you.
Yes, you too, you too. Well,
So,
enjoy your day. Make the best of it.
Yes, and make sure you guys pre-order this book. What is the title again?
Black Boys Dance Too.
Black Boys Dance 2. Get your copy. It's going to be amazing. So yeah, we will check y'all out. I'll check y'all out next week with our next guest. And Jamal, thank you for taking time out to speak to us and sharing your story. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
All righty.